You're listening to Full Circle Weekly News, news of the open source community presented by Full Circle Magazine. These articles are compiled by Eric the Unready, and I'm your host, Moss Bliss. This is episode 452, covering week 6, February 2nd through 8th, 2026. The ANET Secure Transfer Protocol Project is developing an alternative secure tunneling stack designed to connect private networks in situations where standard solutions such as WireGuard or OpenVPN are unsuitable for any reason. The project positions itself as a friends-to-friends VPN, emphasizing proven cryptographic algorithms and autonomous operation in dead-man's hand mode. ANET uses its own ANET Secure Transfer Protocol, which provides full end-to-end encryption, is resilient to high packet loss, and is indistinguishable from random UDP traffic. The code is written from scratch in Rust and is distributed under the MIT license, but with an explicit prohibition on including GPL 2.0 and 3.0 dependencies. Bryce Dubbs announced that updates to the Linux from Scratch and Beyond Linux from Scratch manuals configured with the SysV init system will be discontinued. Access to the LFS BLFS 12.4 manual with SysV init will remain, but the planned March 1st release of LFS/BLFS 13.0 will be limited to the systemd system manager. Lack of resources and the end of SysV init support by major projects such as GNOME and KDE Plasma are cited as reasons for abandoning the development of SysV init guides. The project is maintained by a small team of volunteers who are unable to handle the constant stream of changes to 88 LFS packages and over 1,000 BLFS packages, while also requiring all packages to be tested for functionality in systemv and systemd-based environments. Bruce also noted that he was unhappy with this decision. The Tor project's developers have released ARTI 2.0.0, the officially maintained version of the Tor toolkit written in Rust. The implementation is labeled as suitable for use by regular users and provides the same level of privacy, usability, and stability as the main C implementation. Once the Rust code reaches a level capable of completely replacing the C implementation, the developers intend to gradually phase out maintenance of the C implementation. The code is licensed under the Apache 2.0 and MIT licenses. This major version number change is due to changes that break backward compatibility. Support for the proxy.socks_port and proxy.dns_port settings has been discontinued, replaced by proxy.socks_listen and proxy.dns_listen. Support for the old syntax for defining directory servers has been discontinued. All APIs in the ARTI crate package have been marked as experimental and are planned to be moved to other crates or removed. New functionality includes support for the new inet-auto socket type for automatically assigning an unused TCP port to the RPC server. LibreBoot 26.01 has been published in a stable release. The project builds on the CoreBoot project, providing a replacement for proprietary UEFI and BIOS firmware responsible for initializing the CPU, memory, peripherals, and other hardware components, minimizing binary injection. LibreBoot aims to create a system environment that eliminates proprietary software as much as possible, not only at the operating system level, but also in the firmware that supports booting. LibreBoot complements CoreBoot with tools to simplify use for end users, creating a ready-to-use distribution that anyone can use even without specialized skills. Support has been added for the HP Pro 3500, Top 10 XE2 N150, ThinkPad T580, and Dell Latitude E7240 PCs and laptops. Support for Google Chromebooks is being worked on through the integration of the Mr. Chromebox CoreBoot distribution. CoreBoot is synchronized with the repository as of mid-January. Grub 2.14, UBoot, CBIOS, and FlashProg components are synchronized with the latest code bases. Caliber 9, an app that automates the maintenance of your ebook collection, is now available. Caliber offers interfaces for library navigation, reading, format conversion, synchronization with portable devices, and browsing news about new releases on popular web resources. It also includes a server implementation for network access to a home collection. The project's code is written in Python and distributed under the GPLv3 license. The Document Foundation has released the LibreOffice 26.2 Office Suite. Pre-installed packages are available for various Linux, Windows, and macOS distributions. With version 26.2, the project no longer ships with the Community label and is now simply known as LibreOffice. The Community label had been added to emphasize that the build was maintained by enthusiasts and not intended for enterprise use. The LibreOffice Community name was introduced to more clearly distinguish it from the enterprise products in the LibreOffice Enterprise family, which partner companies companies offer commercial support, long-term updates, and additional features such as service-level agreements. Ultimately, the decision was made to remove the community label because its presence during downloads was confusing and misleading, as some believed it was a version for non-commercial use only, while it was available free of charge to everyone without restrictions. GCompre 26.0, a free learning center for preschool and elementary school-aged children, was released. The package offers 197 mini-lessons and modules, ranging from a basic graphics editor, puzzles, and a keyboard trainer to lessons in math, geography, and reading. GCompre uses the Qt library and is developed by the KDE community. Pre-built releases are available for Linux, macOS, Windows, Raspberry Pi, and Android. James Morris, a Linux kernel security subsystem maintainer, presented the Lightbox project, positioned as a security-focused operating system in the form of a library OS. Lightbox can be used in programs or kernels as an additional layer of isolation, blocking access to unnecessary kernel functionality or APIs to reduce the attack surface. The project's code is written in Rust and is open-sourced under the MIT license. The minimal platform created by Lightbox is suitable for running Linux, Windows, and FreeBSD applications, embedded Linux kernels, and Linux virtualization-based security. Possible Lightbox applications include enabling the execution of unmodified Linux programs on Windows, isolating Linux applications on systems with a Linux kernel, running programs on top of AMD SEV SNP for memory encryption, running OP-TEE programs on Linux, and isolating using LVBS. The main Nginx 1.29.5 branch has been released, continuing development of new features. The parallel stable Nginx 1.28.2 branch, which only includes changes related to fixing serious bugs and vulnerabilities, has also been released. These updates fix a vulnerability, CVE-2026-1642, that allows an attacker with a man-in-the-middle capability in the communication channel between Nginx and an upstream server to tamper with responses sent to the client. The issue affects configurations and proxy request to an upstream server using TLS encryption. In addition to the vulnerability, release 1.29.5 lowers the logging level for ECH_required SSL errors from crit to info and fixes several issues. Use after free access after switching to the next gRPC or HTTP/2 backend is eliminated. An issue with sending an incorrect HTTP/2 request after switching to the next upstream server is resolved. An issue with response size growth with multiple ranges is fixed, and the HTTP_host variable is now set correctly when proxying to the FastCGI, SCGI, and UWSGI backends. The ninth release of the Orbitiny desktop environment has been published, written from scratch using the Qt framework. The project attempts to combine innovative ideas previously unseen in desktop environments with traditional elements, such as a plugin-enabled panel, an application menu, and a desktop where shortcuts can be placed. Work is currently focused on running in X-server-based environments, but Wayland support is possible in the future. The code is written in C++ and is distributed under the GPL license. Orbitiny-specific features include invoking actions via screen gestures, icon labels, the ability to paste a file into multiple selected directories simultaneously, support for placing desktop contents in any directory, and the use of separate desktop directories for each virtual desktop and monitor. Ardor 9.0, a free audio editor for multi-channel recording, processing, and mixing, has been released. Ardor features a multi-track timeline, unlimited undo capabilities throughout file processing, even after the program is closed, and support for a variety of hardware interfaces. The program is positioned as a free alternative to professional tools like Pro Tools. The code is distributed under the GPL v2 license. Christian Hergert announced that due to a move from the United States to France and a change in his life's priorities, he will no longer be able to devote his full attention to GNOME development. Christian was virtually the sole active maintainer of 16 GNOME modules and devoted over 40 hours a week to supporting and developing the GNOME stack. It is noted that after the move, his ability to contribute to the development will be severely limited, and he will primarily focus on his family, new activities, and settling into his new life. You've been listening to Full Circle Weekly News. For more details, see the next issue of the magazine at fullcirclemagazine.org or check the links in the show notes. You can contact me at bardmoss@pm.me. As usual, I'll be back next week.